Hello. This is the first episode of the I Don't Know Show, featuring Elijah and Timothy. My voice died there a little bit, but that's okay. So, Timothy, what's the topic for today, brother?
It's about feminists and Endgame.
Ooh, what a good topic. Sounds good. So, let's cut the chit-chat. We all know that feminists, oh, God bless their soul. You know, they like to think of crazy ideas, and, you know, that's okay. They're allowed their opinions. But today we're going to be looking at some, I have this article up, and it's top 10, just crazy feminist movements and articles, and, you know, we're probably going to get a lot of hate for this one, but don't worry. Feminists that stand up for a good cause, you know, for actual feminism, good for you. I'll just give you a round of applause because you're doing something good. But these women are not. So what do you say, Timothy? Say we get into it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, for the first one we have, oh, this is something, all right. Armpit hair and glitter pits and how they quote-unquote empower women. Now, this is probably not the best topic to talk about considering I'm a man, but oh, let's see what it says. Feminists begin growing out their armpit hair this summer because women... Oh, this is in quotes. Women should have the right to decide how to deal with their bodies, including small details like armpit hair. So, they are dyeing and glittering armpit hair. Now, I don't know about you, but that seems... just a little bit unnecessary, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Like, sure, okay, cool. Oh, yes, don't shave your armpits because power to the women. Yes, okay. But why do you need to dye it? Why do you need to add glitter? I don't know.
Just that. Like, That's just a little gross, in my opinion.
Yeah, for real. It is. Like, just... I mean, we, as men, have armpit hair. Yes. But, you know, I honestly just don't know.
I don't want my armpit hair, honestly.
You don't?
No.
Why is that? Shape. Why is that?
I just think it's nasty. I just want to, like, shave it off.
Well, come back to me when you do that. Okay, so... Oh, this is a good one. Free the nipple. Free the nipple to end female objectification. Yes. Oh, they have a video. It says... topless women take to the streets of New York City. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds a lot like a porn title.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So let's watch this here. See if audio is coming through. It's just a minute and a half, 2 minutes. And see if you guys can at least listen to this with us along. I know you won't be able to. Actually, you could if I screen shared. Why am I not screen sharing? That's fine. We got this now. Okay. What am I looking for here? Right there. Okay. There we go. Now, I'm not sure if this is going to work. Here we go.
It's logical. Why can a man go outside topless and a woman can't? Even though it's legal. It is legal, and he should know that. We should be able to do it without anyone harassing us. It's just meat. It's just breast, and it's nature.
Okay, I'm gonna have to stop you there. feminist. You know, let's name you Becky, okay? Listen, Becky. Yes, you can go outside topless. So can we. But I don't know about you, but I'm not wanting to. Something just fell off my desk. I personally don't want to go outside without a shirt. It's just public indecency, you know? You know what I say, Timothy?
What?
I say we start the movement. Hashtag free the balls. Why should women be able to walk around with their breasts out and we can't walk out with our balls out? You know, it's just me.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yep.
Okay, well, that's going, you know, that's going to go on. We don't have a Twitter yet, but we're going to make one, and that's going on the Twitter. Hashtag free the balls.
Not just that, like, even if that law did get passed, you could go topless and not get arrested for it. Like, who would even do that?
Yeah, like, okay, sure, you're going out one day, but one day of the year, topless. But I bet to you, nobody else ever gonna do it after that day. We're only 20 seconds in on the video. Let's just...
The significance is really to challenge a double standard and to challenge this notion that there's something morally reprehensible about women being topless when men have been able to be topless for so many years. And it's just about loving your body in whatever state it is. That's what it is for me.
Okay. We're now 37 seconds into the video, and I've already stopped again. There are men at this rally. Not only are there men at this rally, they are topless. Yep. I think we're done with that one. Oh. Okay. Okay. Some of these are just not great. I just don't even want to read this one. What is this?
Did you see that picture?
What is this? How is this a movement? Okay. Whew. The next feminist movement we have for you guys today. Peeing your pants for equality. What do you mean? Okay. This is what it says. 4chan is a gift from God. Members have led the charge in exposing modern-day feminists for the man-hating nut jobs they really are. See, now this is just going a little too far, because not all of them are crazy. You know, ones that stand up for actual, like, equality, good for you. But stuff like this. People were peeing their pants, taking pictures, and posting it on social media. On Twitter. Like, you're not standing up for anything. You are literally urinating in your own pants.
Yeah, for really nothing. Like,
for nothing. How is this for equality? Men can pee their pants, but women can't? What do you mean?
Yeah, who made that law? Please, like, show me that law.
Hashtag pee for equality.
Is that our second movement?
Yep. Oh, gosh. Oh, no. Why? The next one we have for you guys today is free bleeding to protest the oppressive tampon tax.
Oh
my God. So, free bleeding. It's telling me to look at this picture in the article, so I'm going to click it. I'm not sure if this is the smartest thing. Oh, gosh. Oh, my. Oh, gosh. Not only only are their pants literally blood covered. Look at the people who are doing it. What do you mean? Okay, okay.
I'm bleeding and I'm proud.
Oh, I'm bleeding and I'm proud. I love it. So, women were not using tampons or any other thing like that because of a tax on them. And they were bleeding in their pants. Literal blood.
Dude, I kind of see, like, I see the similarities. Peeing your pants, bleeding in your pants.
Yep.
Like,
going pantsless.
That's just embarrassing.
Yeah. Like, okay. Wow. Cool. Guess what? We did the same thing to the British with tea. We threw it in the river. But guess what? You're not literally dirtying up your pair of pants. We threw tea into a river. This is a lot different. Because on this, they are excluding hygiene. I am a feminist, and I am going to make sure that I'm as dirty as possible to make sure that I hate men and I stand for women's right. Okay, go take a bath, wear some clean, non-peed pants, without the blood stains, please, and then come back to me. Okay, our next one. Hashtag shout your abortion.
What? Did you read that right?
Well, this says abortion. Whoever wrote this didn't even say it right. Or spell it right. Whatever. See, it's spelled right there. Okay. So, they were basically posting, yeah, I just killed my baby. What did you do today? Oh, you know, went to the groceries. Huh. Do you want to know what I did? What did you do? I killed my newborn. Mm. That's really, I'm impressed. You know, I kind of want to go on to Twitter right now and just hashtag shout my abortion, you know? That brings me to another case on the tampon tax one, okay? Groceries have tax. What, are you just going to stop eating?
Yeah, what the hell?
Okay. I'm really liking all these cases so far. They're making it, you know, really easy to make a podcast about. Which, you know, free content, whatever. Okay. Next we have... Oh no. We have what? Mistletoe must be stopped. Everybody knows about mistletoe. Christmas time. Your family hangs up the mistletoe. You get caught underneath it. You get a kiss. They have a movement called Say No to Mistletoe. And this is why. Because it promotes rape culture and allows male misogynistic tendencies to manifest themselves in reality. So a tradition that has been around forever is now rape. A little kiss is now rape. You know, Timothy, if I ever go out to Ohio, I'm going to kiss you. And you're going to have to tell me if you felt raped. You know, it won't be a sus one. You know, it'll just be like, you know, a quick, like a, just a peck, like a... But you're going to have to tell me if you feel raped. I mean, you may feel raped already just from the mic. I don't mean to offend you, you know.
Oh, no, I am deeply offended.
Well, uh-oh, that's going to have to end the pod. Okay. Next one. Oh, yes. Yes, this is a good one. The non-existent gender pay gap must be ended. So they were claiming that females were getting paid less than males. When, in all reality, they aren't. we all get paid the same.
That's actually debatable. We all get paid for what we work for.
Well, yeah, exactly. But like, if a female and a male go and sign up for McDonald's or apply for McDonald's and they get accepted, the woman's not going to get paid $9 and the man $11.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is trying to say.
But the man might get paid more based on how much he works.
Yeah, the woman be like, I don't want to flip burgers. I'm not feeling like it today. And the man's like, I'll do it. Oh, you get a promotion. You get paid 25 cents more. Thanks. What is this this male gender pay gap? They like don't want to do work, but want to get paid as much.
Hey, apparently it's not just males now. Transgenders, non-binary,
yeah, right.
Gender fluid.
We're going to skip this one. Wait, no, we're not. No, we're not. Never mind, because this is actually applying to us exactly. I didn't read it at first. Okay. The United Nations must stop people from being mean to feminists online.
Please tell me that's actually a joke.
It's not. And do you want to know the best thing?
What?
Looks like nobody's been on Xbox Live ever. Because, listen here, feminists, everybody gets bullied online.
That's not even really bullying. Like, just turn off your fucking...
Yeah, it's kind of just brings up the fact that there's a power button, just press it.
Yeah.
We have the right to stand up for ourselves. Well, so do men. Are you bullying me? And last, but not least, for this one. Hashtag Gamergate. And this applies to us because we are gamers. Basically, feminists tried to belittle and shame gamers for their sexist and misogynistic video games.
No.
They
no
were trying to say, oh, I'm 8-year-old Timmy. I just got a new Fortnite skin. Yes, it is a female. And yes, because she is a person, and it is an animation, she has a butt. Oh my. They are being sexist and misogynistic. This must be stopped at once.
I think that's hate speech.
I would too. Yep. That's tough, really. I mean, those were some rough... I had a hard time getting through those. But you brought up the fact earlier. Okay, you want to tell the story of Endgame? What you saw? Because I didn't remember.
Yeah, so I basically saw, like, an article about these, like, radical feminists talking about how Endgame...
Yep.
Didn't have enough LGBTQ plus whatever
okay.
people in it.
Okay. So.
Go on.
They were trying to make the fact that, what, like, there wasn't enough.
There wasn't support. Enough promotion of it. And that, really, it wasn't that accepted at all.
Yep. Well, I have... See, that's tough, because, like, who cares?
It's Avengers. Like,
when did movies have to support that? I came here to see, spoilers, Captain America pick up the hammer and start destroying Thanos. I didn't come here to see two guys kiss. A transgender go through his/her process of changing? What do you want? Oh, next thing we know, Iron Man actually didn't die. He just became a female. Wow.
Yeah, I think I saw Captain America and Ant-Man make out.
Oh, yeah, I was seeing that too. That's pretty good. Like, I like that. Let's just see. I just wanted to bring up the fact, The full acronym of the LGBT. I just wanted to bring up the full thing. Right here. The full acronym for LGBT plus whatever. LGBTTQQIIAA. Oh! And don't get me started on what that stands for. Lesbian. Gay. Bisexual. Okay, up to that point. Right there. That's the point where I start just being baffled. Cool. You like a female and you're a female. Go ahead. You like a male and you're a male. Go ahead. You think that you like both. Good for you. You think that you're... I'll even give some leeway with transgender, okay? You think that you're a male. I mean, yeah, you think that you're a male and you have more testosterone and more hormones scientifically as a female or vice versa. And so you switch. Okay. Good for you. Transsexual. What is... Queer is the same thing as gay, is it not?
Apparently it means weird, which that has nothing to do with any of those categories.
Okay. Well...
I'm not even joking. Look it up on Google.
I will. Next questioning. Intersex, intergender, asexual, and allies? What are we fighting, the Germans again? World War II up in that? What do you mean allies?
Dude, it's either you're one of them.
No way. No way. There's more. There's more, dude. I just scrolled down and there's so much more. Oh my word. Okay. Bear with me because this is going to be a long one. LGBT, GGGGBTTTTQIAAAAA, PPOODSSCTB.
Dude, you sound like someone that has stuttering issues and is trying to say the alphabet.
Don't get me started with stutter. No, I'm joking. Oh, man, dude, do you know how fast this thing's going to get kicked off of Spotify? Okay, anyways. So, other than the ones that we just mentioned up above, we have gender fluid, genderless, gynosexual? I don't even know if I'm reading that.
Gynosexual?
Okay, transvestite, two-spirited, transitioning. Why do you need a gender for transitioning genders?
Two-spirited. So you already have your spirit animal, like a...
Wolf. You're just a wolf. But yeah. Then you get another one.
Like in that one movie, that Mexican one. I think his name was Miguel. Coco. Like in Coco, they had spirits. So now you get two.
Wow. Also, transitioning. So if you're a male and you're transitioning to female, why do you need a gen... So, before, you're a male. You're like, I think I want to switch to female. You go the next day to start getting the surgery. At what point do you start calling yourself transitioning? Because it's only like a one-day thing, right? To get the surgery?
I think so. So well, you still have to take, like, pills, because you're really... I mean, if you're, let's say a male transitioning to a female.
Yeah.
I mean, even when you get the surgery, you're really, like, a male still. Just
yeah.
Because you can't get pregnant. And you have to take pills to force yourself to, like,
So are you operate. Always transitioning? That's a gray area. Okay.
Yeah.
What is this? Androgynous? I gotta look this up, because I have no clue what this even means, dude. Why do you gotta use these big words?
Are you stupid? You don't know what androgynous means?
I'm sorry, bro. No.
Freaking no. Idiot.
No. They made a gender for somebody who looks both male and female. So if you were a male and you look like a female, this is what you are.
Some people, like...
You know, there's an actual scientist, like, science condition where you have both sexual organs, but...
But you can't still, like, impregnate yourself. Yeah. It's a birth defect.
Yeah. Omnisexual. Omnigender. Demisexual. Oh! What?!
Wait, does that mean you're a demigod?
Dude! No! They put us into the LGBT community!
What?
Straight!
What?
So now, being straight is gay! What do you mean? Being straight is now gay! Confirmed!
Wait. Yeah, everyone has a little limit, so you might have just... throwing straight into the gay
category. Scoliosexual.
You know?
What do you mean? Scoliosexual.
Is that when you have, like, a skull condition?
No, it's when you have scoliosis. A potential sexual attraction to non-binary.
So autism.
So you like non-binary people. We'll find out if the non-binary person has a penis or vagina, and then guess what? You're either gay or straight.
Yeah.
Cisgender? Isn't that literally just being straight?
I don't think so. It might be, but I've heard that word a couple times in my life. 14 years of living.
I'll look. I got you. Third gender.
Is that the gender?
No. That's not cisgender, but that's a thing. Denoting or relating to a person whose sense of personal identity and gender corresponds with their birth sex.
What does that even mean?
Once again. We're categorized with the LGBT. So a cisgender is you identify with what you have. You identify with your sexual reproductive organ that you are born with. So if you have a penis and you identify as a male... Guess what? You're automatically cisgender, brother. You're gay.
I don't think LGBTQ, like, that movement is even gay anymore. I think that's just, like, if you're not white and straight, and apparently that's wrong, too.
Yeah, you can't be a white male up in this, dude. What do you mean? Watch
but
it.
But I'm pretty sure that's just, like...
What do you mean? What is boy dyke? Oh, they explained it. They explained it to us on the post. Note, boy dyke is a term that some people identify as, and I refuse to leave them out just because some people will think the term sounds harsh. It is usually used by individuals born as female that support the dyke movement and feel as though they are a part of it, even though they are men or transitioning into present as male.
All I got to say is when overpopulation comes, I'm just saying, first it's people with autism, and then it's the people that believe in more than two genders.
Big facts. Oh, that brings up a great fact. Let's just go on Amazon real quick, right?
I know where you're going with this one.
Let's look this up. There are more than two genders t-shirt. Okay. Well, luckily, this shirt is titled, Yes, There Are More Than Two Genders T-Shirt. And it is in rainbow, so you know that it really supports the gay movement. But if we go to order... Oh, my Lord, I want those. We'll look at those after. If we go to order it, let's look. Fit type. Men or women?
We're not going to speak on that.
Anyways. Okay. I'm looking on Amazon, and I see Cheetos, extra hot and cheesy, extra large socks. Oh! I'm looking on here. It says, customer questions and answers. Question, why doesn't it let you select more than two genders for purchase? Answer, because there's not more than two. Let's just also mention that that was put on by an Amazon worker. They be flexing out here. Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Amazon's the real savages.
Yeah. For real. They're just out here. And just flexing on the feminists, you know? Like I said, it seems like this episode's coming to an end now. But it's like I said before. I don't care. If you're actually standing up for a probable cause. Like, okay. Sure. Women have it hard. Probably harder than men. Most likely harder than
men. Well, that's inequality.
Oh, my bad. Wait, is this anti-feminism going on here?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is this mamminism?
Yeah.
Anyways. Women have it most likely harder than men because, you know, they have to carry a child for 9 months and, you know.
They bleed.
Yeah, and every month. And so, sure, yes, they do. But when you go from equal rights to equal. Well, first they went from equal privileges, so like voting and stuff, to equal rights to now just more rights. Than any white male. So, you know. Poor Trump. I'm not sure what he's gonna do. I won't go into politicals in this episode because that's not what this episode. I mean, kind of, but it's not like politics, like government and stuff like that. It's more about just feminists. And I'll bring it back around and I'll end this episode with, I don't care if you're gay or straight. Or like both. Or even switching. I don't care. But just please. Please stop with the boy dykes. and the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious gender. Because we don't need it. I don't want to have to explain the LGBT++++ community. By opening a can of an alphabet soup. And then randomly picking out letters that have come out. I just don't. And for any pedophiles out there that might be listening. No. Age is not just a number.
So. I mean, apparently. I mean, with feminist logic, it kind of is. I mean, so. For a feminist, you can be whatever you want to be.
Yes.
Gender-wise.
Yes.
So I just don't see why I can't be whatever age I want to be. I'm going to the strip club, Elijah.
Yep. See, that makes sense. That makes sense. You see, Timothy, there's one thing that we have in common.
We're both boy dykes?
Maybe, but no. It's that we both like to see our girlfriend. In the nursery. And that's going to have to end it for this episode. Yeah. Yeah, no, that was just too far. That joke, I'm, yeah. Dude, we're going to get sued. Well, that was the first episode of the I Don't Know show. It was on a very touchy subject. We don't mean to offend anybody. We're just here to make content. Yep. We'll see you guys in the next one. Goodbye.